Trawling a remote dirt track for rubbish wouldn't be everyone's idea of a holiday, but for a crew of dedicated volunteers, it's the perfect excuse to spend time in the South Australian outback. Here's Stephanie Smale.
Kathy Paxton and her husband Stuart started their bush rubbish collection 6 years ago.
You get to see the bushes, the outback, the animals. It's just cleaning it up. It's just the love of Australia.
Stuart Paxton says a small army of volunteers have since joined them. This year they've driven up the Birdsville and down the Strzelecki tracks, combing the gibber stones and desert scrub for litter.
One large family from Lee Creek and their relatives from over Australia, they come. We didn't think they'd stay. This is the sixth year, a lot of them, and they love it.
Blake Harine is part of that family. He's travelled from Melbourne to spend time with his 82-year-old grandfather, Alan Franklin.
Being from Melbourne, a bit of a city slicker thing, good to get out and see the country, and that's more so a family thing for me.
It's a professional operation. The team of volunteers wear fluoro yellow T-shirts and blue baseball caps, placing witches' hats along the dirt road to let the rest of the crew know which areas they're tidying up. Adelaide teenagers Luke and Michaela Duncan have given up their school holidays to help out.
Yeah, we love jumping on the back of the trailer. It's good, wind through your hair and stuff, well, even though it's a bit chilly.
It's not their first time being bush garbos, and they've made some interesting discoveries along the way.
Odd bits of clothing, just underwear or leopard print pants, and just odd bits that you wouldn't expect to find out here.
Stuart Paxton says it's surprising what some people leave behind.
Picked up a whole caravan, a rolled over truck and remnants of that. But lots of bicycles and bicycle parts and boat parts. That's the comical part in the middle of the desert.
At the end of the 1,700-kilometre run along the dusty roads, the rubbish haul weighs in at 38 tonnes. But Stuart Paxton says the tracks are in much better condition than when he started. He says it will give the volunteers the chance to clean up another patch of South Australian bush.
Stephanie Smale with that report. And you can see that story in full on Landline ABC TV at midday on Sunday on ABC One.